Local stargazers and sky watchers are getting ready for a big event, the annual Perseid Meteor Shower. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Eastern Michigan University professor and director of Eastern's Scherzer Observatory, Norbert Vance. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Let's start by telling us exactly what is a Perseid meteor shower.
Well, the name derives from the fact that the Earth's going to plow through a stream of material left over from a comet that orbits once every 130 years, and the timing is such every August that we run through the cookie crumbs this comet leaves behind, and that creates this nice little show. Something like driving through a snowstorm in the winter. You get this flurry of debris entering the atmosphere at very high speeds.
I hear it's supposed to be really good this year.
Well, it's tough to predict these things, but knowing the orbit of the comet and the orbit of the Earth fairly well, we can make some good guesstimates.
So do you think it will be?
We'll see. You just never know. They've predicted some and failed, and others they didn't predict, and all of a sudden, woo, we get a surprise. That's the sort of the fun of these meteor showers. You just never know what you're going to get.
When will they peak? When's going to be the best time?
Late Thursday evening into Friday morning. So after sunset and frankly even after midnight when the moon gets quite low, we're going to have a fairly bright quarter moon down in the southern sky. But that's the best time to look over towards the northeast and overhead is when you'll see the best meteors.
We're talking to Norbert Vance, who is the director of Eastern Michigan University Scherzer Observatory, about the big Perseid meteor shower. You indicated you've seen some already.
Yeah, just some a little before, and you'll be able to see some after. So if you miss them Thursday night, then check out Friday or Saturday. The weather forecast is looking hazy and humid, so that doesn't help. But by Saturday night, we should have some fairly good remnants to surprise us.
Where do we look, and what's the exact best time to look?
After midnight is probably the best time, because Perseus doesn't arise into the northeastern sky until after midnight. And with the lower moon, the darker the skies, the better. You don't need any special equipment. Just get away from the city lights, drive out into the country a few miles, and sit back and enjoy the view. So it's a fairly inexpensive way to enjoy the night sky.
Midnight until when?
Till sunrise.
Really?
So there'll be some people with a little lack of sleep the following day, but sometimes it's worth the effort. But again, the key here is get away from the city lights. Don't just step out on the front porch and expect a great blizzard. The rate is typically 1 to 2 per minute, so it's not like it's going to overwhelm us, but it's fun. And you just get this flurry of activity on occasion that's hard to predict.
Is it like a falling star? What should we be looking for?
That's the other misnomer for it. If a star fell in the atmosphere, obviously we'd have some problems. But these are little bits of debris, like grains of sand that hit the atmosphere, traveling around 37 miles per second. So when they hit the atmosphere, it's doom for them, and they burn up, and we see this beautiful little display.
There's a lot of Michigan dark preserves around here. Are there any local?
One of the nearest to us is Lake Hudson Reserve down near Lenawee County. There are some. There's one up in the Thumb, and of course up by the Mackinac Bridge. But any good country road out in the, away from the city lights will do. Just make sure you're in a good, safe position, not in anybody's way, and you can sit back and enjoy the show for as long as you like. Just bring the bug spray.
It doesn't seem like it's been that bad this summer.
No, it hasn't. Been fairly dry.
Eastern Michigan University professor and director of Eastern Scherzer Observatory, Norbert Vance, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome.